Okay, you've heard this before, but we need to go over it every once in a while because the newspapers and radio, yes, I know these are regarded as by some as outdated media, but there's still a lot to be learned from supposedly outdated information sources, as you'll hear shortly. The newspapers and radio have been replete with advertisements for stem cell treatments for a variety of problems. Now, I got nothing against stem cell treatments. They can be quite effective for some problems, are usually harmless, unless they're injected into eyeballs and cause blindness, as happened earlier this year in Florida, and they could do a lot of good. But we need to remember that a lack of stem cells is rarely the cause of a problem. Stem cell treatments are also expensive. Online estimates vary widely. One website tells us the price ranges from, quote, as little as, unquote, $1,700 per treatment for platelet-rich plasma to $11,300 for a complete marrow-derived stem cell procedure. NBC News reported that the, quote, average session, unquote, of stem cells cost can range from $6,000 to $20,000. Yet another stem cell information website tells us that a stem cell procedure for osteoarthritis, also known as degenerative arthritis of the knee, well, degenerative arthritis anywhere, but the price for a stem cell procedure for osteoarthritis in the knee starts at $5,000 and can be as high as $10,000. Now, listeners who subscribe to Green Medicine Newsletter may have read about this already. So at this point, if you want to take a little nap or turn off the radio, please do. For everyone else, this next information may be hard to believe, but here it is, it's true. For approximately $125 a year, that's if you use the 1,500 milligram time-release tablets twice daily, or approximately $145 to $46 per year, if you use the 1,000 milligram tablets or capsules once three times daily, osteoarthritis and pain and stiffness in the knees and anywhere else in the body, the hips, the shoulders, the fingers, wherever that osteoarthritis is, if it's known to be osteoarthritis from your x-ray. Osteoarthritis pain and stiff raise in the knees and stiffness in the knees can be completely controlled with the B vitamin niacinamide in over 95% of all those who are suffering from it. That's less than $150 a year versus a $5,000 per year stem cell treatment. Even better, this treatment works because it actually treats the cause of osteoarthritis and degenerative arthritis. Yes, it does. It treats the cause. I'll explain that later. This treatment was originated and thoroughly researched in the 1940s. Here's that supposedly outdated information again, 1940s. However, if it worked for humans suffering with osteoarthritis in the 1940s, it should work for humans suffering with osteoarthritis in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and right into the second decade of the 21st century. No? I have personally observed it to work almost every time since obtaining that 1940s information in the 1970s. In 1949, Dr. William Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N, published a book titled The Common Form of Joint Dysfunction, Its Incidence and Treatment. And by the way, if you're looking for this as a used book, well, the word's gotten out enough that it now one copy of that used book costs a couple $300. No kidding. In that book, Dr. Kaufman described the results of a two-year study of 455 individuals with significant osteoarthritis. In addition to recording degrees of pain over the course of the research, he personally did range of motion measurements. Range of motion means how well does each joint flex and extend. He did those range of measurement motions of every affected joint in all 455 individuals. He explained that he did that, the range of motion measurements, because they were necessary as objective measurements. So changes in each joint's range of motion that happened with treatment could not be criticized as placebo effects. All 455 individuals had very significantly less arthritis pain, a very large majority, no pain at all. No kidding. And all had significant improvements in range of motion in their joints. It's all published in his book. And the people who had the least range of motion got the best improvements. And the people who had the most range of motion before starting treatment, they still got some improvement, but not as much percentage-wise. Now, Dr. Kaufman reported that improvement started after 3 to 4 weeks of niacinamide use, not day one, not day two, after 3 to 4 weeks, and were maximized in 3 to 4 months. Although all arthritic joints could experience relief, knees and shoulders responded best and most often, followed by neck and then wrists and fingers. It's all in Dr. Kaufman's book. Dr. Kaufman observed that the continuous treatment significantly reduced swelling in connective tissue and cartilage, too. Laboratory testing demonstrated a significant reduction in inflammation. Now, since reading Dr. Kaufman's work in 1976, no one taking this treatment for even severe osteoarthritis has required joint replacement surgery. Nobody worked with the Tahoma Clinic has required joint replacement surgery, and at a cost of less than $150, that was even less 40 years ago, 1970s, per year. Now, what is this treatment doing? How does it treat the cause? In just the last few years, researchers have reported that a major cause, and probably the only cause of degenerative arthritis, is weakness in energy generation. For the technically inclined, that's generation of ATP by the mitochondria, the little energy engines inside of every cell in our bodies, including inside of cartilage cells. When there's not enough energy, ATP, why the cartilage cells deteriorate? Makes sense, huh? In very recent years, researchers have reported that mitochondria can be re-energized by the same treatment Dr. Kaufman used in the 1940s, the niacinamide form of vitamin B3. Now, if you're technically inclined, here's how it goes. The niacinamide turns into NAD. NAD re-energizes mitochondrial complex number 1, mitochondrial complex number 1 being re-energized. Now the cells can make ATP, and now the cells have got lots of energy to get healthy again instead of deteriorating. It's as simple as that. It is not an absence of stem cells. Now, when mitochondria are weak in our cartilage cells, it's very likely they're weak elsewhere, too, which is very likely why so many people have told me that as their joints felt better, they felt better in many other ways. You may or may not remember Science Magazine telling us just last year that niacinamide prevented glaucoma in 93% of mice. And these are poor little mice who were bred, I'd bite that researcher every time if they did this to me, who were bred to have glaucoma before they died. And prior to this research, sure enough, 100% of them got glaucoma before they died, these little mice. But with niacinamide, 93% of them didn't get glaucoma. The same problem, mitochondrial function, this time in the eyeball cells, corrected by niacinamide. So if you happen to have degenerative arthritis, or called osteoarthritis, would you rather pay $5,000 to $10,000 per stem cells treatment, or less than $150 for niacinamide available without prescription in every natural food store, compounding pharmacy, and the Tahoma dispensary? Yeah, Tahoma dispensary happens to be at all those W's and TahomaDispensary.com. All those W's and TahomaDispensary.com. In addition to an excellent chance of eliminating osteoarthritis pain and stiffness very inexpensively, there's that big bonus, beneficial effects on any other body tissue that need mitochondrial re-energization. Could be eyeballs, could be brain cells, could be anywhere. For much more complete detail, including safety information, see the September 2016 Green Medicine Newsletter, which one can find at all those W's and greenmedicinenewsletter.com. And check with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Completely controlling osteoarthritis pain and avoiding surgery is just one thing you can do with Tahoma Clinic guidance. You want to stop those gallbladder attacks forever without surgery? And we can tell you why it works, too, if you're having gallbladder attacks. Yes. And the person who came up with that was a very credentialed individual, member of the AMA and all that, but nobody pays any attention. Why? I don't know. Want to eliminate endometriosis pain without surgery? Yep, very possible. Rebuild lung function if you're a woman suffering from COPD? Also very possible. Just ask the people at Lung Research Institute at Georgetown University. If you're a man at any age, why not significantly improve your body's own anti-carcinogenic testosterone? Yes, just like ladies have pro and anti-carcinogenic estrogen, men have pro and anti-carcinogenic testosterone. And since in our medically not so free country, we're not allowed to import the anticarcinogenic testosterone. Guess what? We can get our own bodies to make more of it with your doc's guidance. And guess what? Yeah, it's still legal to get your own body to do it. Imagine that. These so-called health authorities, quote-unquote, are not going to knock on your door and say, give me all your anticarcinogenic testosterone inside your body. Well, they're not going to do it right now anyway. Maybe later. Who knows? Okay, why not eliminate your child's asthma? Your child's eczema? DermaClinic can help you with these problems and much more. Really, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we can do at DermaClinic. Some of it is indeed based on the very latest research, and some of it is based on research from long ago. We have to remember that our ancestors, including our ancestors in medicine, had on the average smart ones, dumb ones, and average ones, about the same IQ points we all have now as an average. And so there were some really smart ones who came up with stuff decades ago, and it gets ignored. And the main reason it ignores, you all know this, folks, you can't patent it. You simply cannot patent it. And if you can't patent it, you're just not going to hear about it. Oh, well, check in with the DermaClinic physician if you need some help with a health problem. And it's not doing so good, particularly with patent medicines. It's not likely to do that much good. Yep, might control it. But notice the word control. Got nothing to do with cure, does it?